The text for our message this morning is taken from the 13th chapter of Romans, verses 11 and 12. And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. You may be seated. Fellow redeemed in Christ, do you ever use the snooze button on your phone's alarm? There was a college student who lived next to me in the dorm who loved to hit the snooze on his alarm clock. Now, that was before we had phones. We actually used clocks. He set the alarm to go off an hour before he was supposed to get up. The alarm would go off and he would hit the snooze button thinking it's almost time. 10 minutes later, the alarm would go off again and he would hit the snooze button again. And he kept repeating this thinking it's almost time until he knew it was really time to get up. But after a while, it became easier and easier to sleep a little bit longer and get ready a little bit faster. And he had irritated his roommate and his neighbors enough that he finally decided that he wouldn't set the alarm anymore, that he had trained himself to wake up on time. Christians often behave in a similar way. We may become so complacent in our faith that we may take it for granted. And we may be tempted into thinking, there's plenty of time, I don't need to worry about it right now. But God tells us to wake up, get dressed, and get going. St. Paul writes, by inspiration to the Romans, and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. We're first reminded that we already know the time. Paul tells the Romans this to have them recognize the signs that are all around them, already in their day. The earthquakes, the wars, the famines, they were already there when this was being written. All the signs of the end times were there for them to see. But those words are also for us. The signs of the end times are also all around us to see. There's never been a time when they weren't present. Knowing this may cause us to sleep, as Paul puts it. We may be so accustomed to hearing about war and disease and famine, we forget what it means. It means Jesus may return at any time. All of the signs Jesus told us to watch for are happening right now. Every year during the season of Advent, we focus on the two comings of Christ. We look at the prophecies about him from the Old Testament, his first advent leading up to his birth, his arrival on earth. But we also look ahead to his second advent, his second coming, his return at the end of the world. And his return is what this text refers to. Paul tells us it is high time to awake out of sleep. If you're sleeping, not caring about your sins, then this is your warning. Why, does he say? Because our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. Think about that phrase for a moment. Every day we live brings us closer to salvation. One way or another, each day that we live brings us closer to meeting our Savior. On a personal level, each day that we grow older, we come closer to leaving this life. And for all of us, each day that God allows our world to go on, to continue, brings us closer to its end. But that's not something negative. Sometimes we think, I'm not ready yet, I want to live some more. When the end comes, we'll wonder, why did we ever feel that way? Think of it exactly the way Paul writes it. Your salvation is nearer than when you first believed. Each day brings us closer to salvation, closer to an eternity in heaven. Paul also tells us by inspiration, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Life in this world is often compared to night. The darkness of sin and everything that it brings with it looms over us all the time. It casts a shadow on everything. Sin causes problems in our families, in school, in church, in every aspect of our lives. There's no escaping its effects. But daylight is about to break through the darkness. The dawn of the last day is nearly here. That's how Christians are to think, that the last day is coming very soon. The day is at hand. And when that last day comes, it will be impossible to sleep, to remain secure in sin. The pure light of Christ will take away all the darkness, and everything will be visible to him. Every sin that's being committed, every sin that we try to hide, would be visible. If we're not ready, we'll want to hide from shame and embarrassment because the nakedness of our sins will be very visible. And so we need to ask ourselves, what will we be wearing when Christ returns? We're told to put on the armor of light. We don't want Christ to return to find us sleeping in our sins. We want him to return and find us awake and clothed in his righteousness. When we're clothed in his righteousness through faith in him, his holiness covers up the imperfection of sin. God won't see all the times we've gone against him instead of following him. He'll only see the perfection of his son. A job interviewer for a major corporation once said that as soon as he saw a job applicant, he knew whether or not he would even consider that person for a job. It all depended on what the person was wearing to the interview. Well, you're also going to a very important interview. And your eternal future depends on what you're wearing. If you're clothed in Christ's perfection by grace through faith in him as your Savior, you have nothing to worry about. But you can't put it off. He may appear at any time, and you need to be ready. How do we put on Christ's righteousness? Only by God's grace, his undeserved love through faith. Faith puts on the spotless robes we need to be wearing on the last day. Out of God's love for you, he sent his only begotten Son to live among humans. And his Son, Jesus, took the old, worn out, filthy clothing of sin that you were wearing, and he exchanged it for his perfectly clean, sinful life. And now you can stand before God clothed only in Christ's perfection. When we're no longer asleep in our sins, when we're clothed in Jesus Christ, we have thankful hearts for all our Savior has done for us. But even though Jesus has saved us, brought us into the light of his grace, we may on our own slip back into sin, into the darkness. And so Paul warns us, it's not only time to wake up and put on Christ's righteousness, it's time to get going. He writes, "Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light." Imagine that you had spent years in a dark, damp dungeon, never seeing the light of day, and suddenly that cell door opens, the daylight pours in, and you're free. Think of the joy you'd feel. And after you were freed, would you go back willingly to be locked in that cell? Would you go back on your own? Would you give up your freedom without a fight to go back in that dungeon? That's what we do when we willingly give in to sin. We give up the freedom Christ has given us, freedom from worry about our eternal future, and we walk back into the prison while Satan holds the door open for us. Well, Paul tells us as Christians we should do just the opposite. In faith with the Holy Spirit working in us, we should cast off the works of darkness. Stop willingly committing sins and put on the armor of light. Armor is protection in battle. And you are in the middle of a war for your soul, and the army that's built up against you is huge. It includes every weapon Satan has at his disposal. But wearing the armor of light, you are protected from every weapon that can be used against you. Well, now you're all wondering, what does this have to do with Advent? Aren't we supposed to be preparing for Christmas? Well, Advent focuses us not only on the first Advent, when Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary in Bethlehem at Christmas, but also of the second Advent, the second arrival of our Savior. Over 2,000 years ago, God's faithful people awaited his arrival with eager anticipation. They waited for a Savior to free them from the bond of sin, which had been a part of all people since Adam and Eve. We have a lot in common with them. We know who our Savior is, but we also eagerly await his second advent, when he will come again to bring us to our eternal home. That student who liked to hit his snooze button was able to wake up most of the time without his alarm going off. Well, he was so certain of his own ability that the night before he was supposed to take a final, he didn't want to irritate his neighbors or his roommates, so he decided he wouldn't set his alarm, that his internal clock would wake him up. And the next morning, he didn't wake up until his roommate came in about 10 minutes before the exam was supposed to start, turned on the light and told him to wake up, get dressed, and get going. Without that reminder, the results would have been a disaster. Well, today, your Heavenly Father is telling you, wake up. If you're comfortable in your sins, he reminds you that repentance is a daily activity. Every day, we need to recognize and confess our sins to God and believe that he has forgiven us. And your Father is also telling you to get dressed. Daily repentance also means that we can daily return to the promise of our baptisms and daily clothe ourselves with Christ and his righteousness. And he tells you, get going. Don't allow your faith to grow tired. Don't give in to the temptations Satan puts before you. Put on the armor of light. You've been given the joy of Advent, waiting for your Savior to arrive. As we look ahead a few weeks to the anniversary of Christ's birth, his first coming, we also watch with anticipation for his second coming. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. I invite you to please rise and turn in your hymn book to page 169 in the front, and we'll say together the Tuesday morning prayer again, page 169. We pray. Ever faithful God and Father, to you be praise and thanks for all your goodness, that you have permitted me to rest under the shadow of your wings. Grant that I also this day and always may be so awakened in love to you that I do not desire to live but in you, and that as long as life shall last, I may live solely in faith in your Son, that he may be my light and my life. To this end, I commend myself to you anew, that you would cleanse and reign over me. Grant that faith and that Christ through faith may dwell in my heart, that he may bring forth the fruits of faith within me, love, hope, humility, meekness, and patience. Teach me that I may desire nothing but your love, no gain but the riches of your grace, no honor but that of being your child. May I take no thought for temporal things, for you will not leave me nor forget me. Sanctify and bless the labor of my hands, and deliver me from all danger and harm. Spread the wings of your mercy over all, and rescue everyone from destruction. Especially do I commend to the care of your grace all my family, the government, and all my superiors. Have mercy on all in every estate and condition, and make an end of all wickedness and offense. Help all who are in want, be gracious to us all, and give us your peace in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue with the hymn.